From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. In his daily press conferences, Governor Gavin Newsom has a tendency to impressively recite specific numbers from memory. Today, he shared some about the state's makeup of immigrants. Half of California children are born to at least one immigrant parent. 27% of the state's residents were not born in the United States. And 10% of the state's workforce is undocumented, with disproportionate representation in manufacturing, construction, agriculture, and healthcare.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation, but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians. And that's why I'm proud as governor to be the first state to announce a program for direct disaster assistance to those individuals.
The state is ponying up $75 million, with another $50 million coming from private industry. The money will go to Californians impacted by COVID-19 who are ineligible for unemployment insurance and other programs because of their immigration status. The governor's office says about 150,000 people will receive a one-time cash benefit of $500 per adult to deal with specific needs arising from the pandemic. Next week, the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, or SFMTA, will vote on how to restructure fares for Muni, and the Board of Supervisors is urging them to reconsider. KALW's Imran Ali Malik brings us the report.
Yesterday, during a virtual supervisors meeting, the board passed a resolution intended to put pressure on the SFMTA to hold off any rate increases. Supervisor Dean Preston doesn't think that there should be an increase at all, given the financial challenges many city residents are facing during this pandemic.
You know, when we turn the corner and we come out of this crisis, and we will, I think the last thing that we want to do is have be raising fares during the time when San Franciscans will be very economically insecure, and also where a lot of San Franciscans may be skeptical about congregating on public transit.
The SFMTA board will vote next week on next year's budget. If the current proposal passes, its fare increases will likely go into effect by July. Here are the proposed increases. A single ride that is currently $2.50 paid by Clipper Card will be $2.80. Adult monthly Muni passes would increase by $5. Out of San Francisco's 11 supervisors, only one, Raphael Mandelman, voted against the resolution. He pointed to the new programs that the fare increases allow SFMTA to do. Those programs are free rides to anyone under 19 years old and to anyone who's experiencing homelessness. But the supervisors who spoke out against the fare increase are saying that now isn't the time, given the unprecedented economic fallout from the global pandemic. I'm Imran Ali Malik, KALW News.
Are you worried about driving on an expired license during the coronavirus crisis? Well, the DMV is extending the validity of all expiring driver's licenses through May 31st. KALW's Joshua Sirodiak has the story.
The California Department of Motor Vehicles announced the extension in a press release yesterday. It states that licenses that expire between March and May this year are now valid through May 31st. In addition, all commercial driver's licenses are now valid through June 30th. Drivers with suspended licenses are not eligible for the extension. Earlier in the month, the DMV mailed out 120-day extensions to drivers 70 and older in an effort to keep more of them from leaving their homes. Drivers under the age of 70 receiving the automatic extensions will not be mailed a card unless they request one online. However, the DMV says that it has notified California law enforcement of the extensions. The DMV is encouraging eligible Californians to renew their licenses online. Those who wish to change the name, address, or gender that appears on their license are not eligible for online renewal and will need to renew in person once DMV field offices reopen. Also, if you're planning on getting a real ID before they're required for domestic flights, you now have an extra year. The Department of Homeland Security said that it will not require real IDs for air travel until October 2021. However, the only place to get one is still at a DMV field office once they reopen. I'm Joshua Sirodiak, KALW News.
Find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.